Governor Tony Evers and other Democratic leaders introduced legislation today that would make universal background checks and other rules part of Wisconsin's gun laws. The move follows two deadly mass shootings in El Paso and Dayton earlier this month. Those shootings happened within 13 hours of each other. 31 people were killed. The move from Democrats will likely face opposition from Republicans in the state legislature. Laurel White is state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News. Laurel, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Well, for starters, Laurel, take us through what is in the Democrats' proposed legislation here.
So this is a proposal that's often referred to as universal background checks. So basically what this would do is it requires pretty much any gun sale in the state of Wisconsin to go through a federally licensed dealer and be subject to a background check at the time of sale. Now, there are a couple exceptions written into this law. Those include family inheritances or a gun that's given from one family member to another as a gift, and also guns that are classified as antiques by the federal government. So you wouldn't have to get the background check approval to do those things, but you would for a lot more instances in Wisconsin where there aren't background check requirements now.
Right. Let's talk about the current state of affairs for someone who owns a firearm store. It is a federal dealer. You would go through a background check in that situation. But there are some cases, as I understand it, with online purchases or gun show purchases where that background check doesn't happen currently. Is that right?
Absolutely. So just like you said, if you buy a gun online, you don't have to pass a background check. If you buy a gun at a gun show, which are, of course, very popular places to do that, you don't have to pass a background check. And this is something that Democratic lawmakers have been talking about for quite a while. They point to examples of instances in which individuals have used their guns improperly, have gotten those guns without passing a background check. One of those instances was highlighted actually this morning at this press conference where the governor and Democratic lawmakers rolled out this proposal. They had the police chief from the city of Middleton with them, and he oversaw the mass shooting that took place last year at a software company just outside of Madison. He said the shooter in that case was able to procure a gun that he used in that shooting without passing a background check. So that's the sort of thing that they point to. If we close what they call loopholes. If we close these loopholes, individuals that shouldn't have guns, it's going to be more difficult for them to get guns.
We've heard from some Republicans, it sounds like, their reactions to this proposal from Governor Evers and Democratic lawmakers today. What are we hearing so far?
So this is something that we've been asking Republican lawmakers for quite a while, obviously. We actually spoke to Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald earlier this week when this proposal was still a little bit more of a possibility, you know, not a concrete bill that we had. And he said that he has concerns, as other Republican lawmakers do, with universal background checks because they believe them to be in violation of Second Amendment rights. So if this proposal were to pass, Senator Fitzgerald argues that individuals that buy their guns at a gun show or through an online sale would then have to register their firearm with the federal government. And individuals in the gun rights community have major concerns with that. They say that violates their rights. And Senator Fitzgerald just, you know, I believe his words were, my constituents are never going to go for that, and I don't support that. So I think that's a big, big part of the narrative pushing back on that.
Have we heard legislative proposals from state Republicans in response to the recent, most recent mass shootings?
We haven't. That's something that I've worked on. I reached out to them. I believe that was just earlier this week. And they don't have any proposals as of right now to sort of offer in contrast to these Democratic proposals. So we have this universal background check proposal from Democrats. We have a so-called red flag law proposal from Democrats as well. What Republicans are sort of adding to the narrative as we talk about these things is that they want to continue to invest in things like mental health care in Wisconsin. They say that's a big part of the problem. They also want to have discussions. Senator Fitzgerald said this earlier this week when we were asking him about the universal background checks. He said, we need to look at more funding into security for these so-called soft targets, which are schools and buildings like the state capitol building. And we know Republican lawmakers have made some of those investments in the past. They had a $100 million grant program last year for school security improvements. So that's something that's still being rolled out.
Talking to Laurel White, state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News, talking about a proposal from Governor Evers and Democrats in the legislature aimed at expanding background checks for firearm purchases in Wisconsin. Laurel, what do we know when it comes to public opinion? What do people in Wisconsin think about the idea of expanding background checks or closing loopholes, as some put it? What do we know about public opinion on that?
So that's another really common refrain from Democratic lawmakers as they roll out these proposals and continue to push these proposals. That is that universal background checks are incredibly popular with Wisconsin residents. We often point to the Marquette University Law School poll in the realms of politics in Wisconsin. They're a statewide poll that weighs, you know, different politicians' support and different issues. Last year, they asked about gun proposals. And according to that poll, about 80% of Wisconsinites support background checks for sales at gun shows. So Democrats are essentially arguing this is something that most people in Wisconsin want, and Republican lawmakers are standing in the way of that.
And Governor Evers and Democrats have been accusing the GOP of being, in effect, beholden to the NRA. Can you talk about how that talking point has come up for Democrats?
So that's something that Governor Evers mentioned again today. He said that GOP lawmakers essentially needed to stop waiting for permission from the NRA to move forward on some of these proposals. I think that's a big part of kind of the, you know, that talking point, that this is a popular thing that voters want, that their constituents want, but Republicans are unwilling to vote for it because of some of their supporters, including the NRA, that contribute to their campaigns, or some of their more vocal supporters that do have the concerns about Second Amendment rights being violated by these proposals. But Democrats argue that there aren't nearly as many of those people as Republicans claim.
The Democrats came forward with this idea, but the legislature isn't in session right now. Governor Evers, I understand, said he would consider calling a special session. Can you talk about when and how this could potentially come up for a discussion in the legislature?
So the governor did say again today that he's still considering calling that special session. We know that's something that Governor Walker did several times when he was in office. That's basically compelling lawmakers to come back to Madison when they're not regularly scheduled to do so, to take up something that the governor thinks is particularly important. As of right now, he hasn't done that. He says he's still thinking about it. According to the current legislative schedule, lawmakers aren't expected to come back to Madison at the very earliest until the later part of next month. So late September, October is when they could take up some of these proposals if the governor doesn't go ahead and call that special session.
That said, if Republicans aren't on board with this, that would involve coming to a special session to, I guess, have this not voted on.
Right. I think what would happen in that case, if you had to guess, I think it would be Republicans would put forward some of the things that they think would respond to some of these mass shootings. So again, you know, they've talked about mental health funding. They've talked about increased security for schools and places like the state capitol. So if I had to hazard a guess, I think Republicans, if pressed to have a special session on guns, would put forward those proposals.
And briefly, as we wrap up, Laurel, is there any talk or evidence of negotiation between, say, the governor and Republican leadership on any of these items you just talked about?
Well, we know that the governor met with Assembly Speaker Robin Voss just yesterday, and we know that Speaker Voss, based on the comments from the governor this morning and the speaker himself this morning, that they're certainly not on the same page in terms of these universal background check proposals in particular. So we know they've been meeting, we know they've been talking, but they haven't been able to find common ground on this.
Laurel, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
That's Laurel White, state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News. She joins us today to talk about the bill proposed by Governor Tony Evers and state Democratic lawmakers that would make universal background checks part of the state's gun laws, with a couple exceptions, as we heard, for family transfers and certain firearms classified as antiques. and the uphill battle that legislation faces among Republican lawmakers. You can let us know what you think on the issue. Tweet us at Central Time WPR. That's at Central Time WPR on Twitter. You can always email ideas@WPR.org. Let us know what you want to see happen.